It would take careful timing, but she could do it. She reconnected the traffic control unit and programmed address coordinates that would put her in the correct lane to take her right by the pillars, then watched the clock like a hawk, willing the countdown to continue uninterrupted. When it was down to seconds, she carefully centered her teak talent on the spliced connection. She was more of a heavy teak, so doing the fine work with a splice was like trying to pick up a toothpick wearing exosuit gloves. She watched the other vehicles start to move and had an anxious moment when she thought the traffic system wasn't going to allow her hauler into the flow. But it finally slid into an open slot. The system obligingly gave her priority for the lane, and that was all she needed. She let the splice go, dropping her vehicle from the system, and punched in maximum acceleration, overriding the safeties. The sweet creators of chaos were with her and miraculously opened an almost clear path to her new target. She kept the vehicle straight, gaining satisfying velocity. The millisecond she had a clear view of the support pillars, she angled the vehicle toward them, froze the steering control with her talent, and scrambled into the rear seat to strap herself in. The safety equipment did its job in cushioning her from the impact, but she hadn't expected it to take so long or be so farkin' loud, though it was probably just adrenaline heightening her senses. She grabbed her bag and used her teak to help her get out of the ruined cab. Her first look at the destruction was rewarding. The first pillar was completely sheared, and the second shattered and twisted. The platform above it was now at a 90-degree angle and satisfyingly empty. Torn fiber cables and handrails flapped in the breeze. On the street in front of her, a few bodies were strewn about, but none of them were the man in the gradient blue vest and matching kilt. It was too much to expect that her target would have splatted at her feet. Fortunately, she planned a contingency for this scenario. She opened her bag and removed her rigged device. She flipped its switch, then tossed it into the cab, where an acrid smoke began spewing out and soon filled the cab and billowed out. Hidden by the smoke and holding her breath, she pulled on a white tunic with red armbands and buckled on a red utility belt, the universal gear for emergency responders. She pulled on a dark red rain hat over her hair, giving witnesses and security cameras one less thing to identify her by. Lucky for her, the rainy season had come early this year. She slung her bag over her shoulder, then stepped away from the cab, as if she'd been looking for the driver, and was nearly knocked flat by a dazed pedestrian.
"Oh God, oh God, oh God," sobbed the man. "All those people."
She grabbed him by the shoulders. "Where are the rest of them?"
"What?"
He coughed from the smoke. "Where is everyone else?" She pointed to her red armband. The look on his face said he'd remember the carnage forever. He pointed to the intersection and the ramp.
"Up there,"